gentlemen, we'll call the meeting of the Newcastle County Council Public Safety Committee meeting to order. I'd like to recognize in attendance today President Bullock, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Tackett, Councilman Street, Councilman Hollins, Councilman Smiley, Councilman Diller, and Councilman Retta, and my legislative aide Karen Barlow will be recording the meeting. What's your pleasure with the minutes of the previous meeting?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Okay, first on the agenda today is ordinance number 13039, and this is being presented today because there will not be another public safety meeting prior to the next council meeting. So this is ordinance number 13039, be introduced tonight, and it amends the grants budget, appropriate funding of $226,000 to the Newcastle County Police Specialized Overtime Grant. And we have Captain Feaser here if anyone has any questions, but basically, and Director Bryant, this is funding that was previously closed out of our police contract duty fund to the Newcastle County Specialized Overtime Grant. Does anyone have any questions? Okay. Hearing none. We're pleased to have with us today, we had a presentation a few years ago by our volunteer fire service, and we're pleased today to have President Dan Carrier here. He's a life active member of the Hokesson Fire Company and serves as the president of the Newcastle County Volunteer Firefighters Association. And also joining us today is Les Warwick, who is one of our Fire and Ambulance Advisory Board representatives, representing the basically the greater Ellesmere and really all the way out to Hokesson and over to kind of towards the Newark area. So with that, I'd like to ask President Carrier, if you come up and join us, and if you have any handouts, we can get those out.
Thank you.
Yeah, I guess. Thank you. Thank you.
Joe, one for Tim.
Two more.
Can you join us down the end?
I can.
That way.
Yeah, that's a risky seat there, but it's already been vacated by a couple of people for my tenure here, some rather quickly.
First, I want to thank you for inviting us to speak with you today. As you know, the Volunteer Fire Service, there's 21 volunteer fire companies that protect and serve Newcastle County. And out of that, the county does fund us with grant money. Roughly about $3.5 million to divide between 21 fire companies. So when you divvy that up into our budget, it's not a big chunk of any of the fire companies' budget. It does help, but it just seems like all our expenses keep going up more and more. EMS is a big player. It's probably about 80% of the fire service business right now that we handle. Also, we've been trying to get aerial apparatus funded for many years. We fund rescue boats, we fund special ops teams, we fund fire apparatus and ambulances, but we don't seem to fund aerial apparatus, which when you're fighting a fire is a key part of the equipment that we need to be able to do rescues or to get up on the roof safely without getting anybody hurt to be able to put the fire out. It's also used in a lot of special ops operations, high angle rescues or anything like that. And for some reason, that aerial apparatus has never been funded at all. We've been asking for several years to try to get some funding, and it never seems to be able to end up having any extra money to be able to fund that. The other thing we're still pushing for is down in the MOT area, more advanced life support. I know we're building a paramedic station down there, and we still need some help down there trying to get a paramedic unit, second paramedic unit down there to help those guys out down there.
Yes. Mr. President, as we go along, and there's two Mr. Presidents here today, but as we go along, any of the council members that have questions, so Councilman Retta.
Hey, Dan.
Yes.
How much does the apparatus cost, the aerial?
Aerial apparatus runs anywhere from about $800,000 to about $1.4 million.
Thank you.
If you look at page 3, the state auditor does a report every year. Last year, his report showed that if the volunteer fire service had to be paid in the state of Delaware, it cost $289 million. So if you divide that, there's 61 fire companies in the state of Delaware. So if you divide that, it's roughly $4.7 million per company is what it would cost to operate if we'd go paid. Like I said, we get $3.5 million from the county to run 21 companies, and the state auditor is saying that it should roughly cost about $4.7 million if you went to a paid department. So that's a pretty big savings for everybody. If you look at our run calls, we had a little over 11% increase last year in volume, and that's for fire, rescue, EMS altogether. Newcastle County, we ran about 79,218 calls total, and that's up a little over 8,000 since last year. So that's a pretty big call volume that we're still doing as volunteers and trying to make ends meet. Like I said, the biggest majority of that is EMS, and you'll see. I mean, we're just getting killed by insurance companies. They don't want to pay the bills, or they're paying very little money, and it's just outrageous. We got to pay. Most all ambulances in Newcastle County have paid personnel on them, so that we can get out in a timely fashion to meet the criteria we have to per the state. So that ends up costing us money. The example in there last year, Hovkesson lost $145,000. We can't keep going like this and survive.
Councilman Redd.
Dan, with the in that same line, what does it cost a company to go out on an ambulance run?
It's about $600 a call.
A call. And what's your return?
It varies on
per
where
call.
You're at. It varies on where you're at. Hovkesson, we get paid for about 60% of what we go out on. Holloway Terrace, it's a lot lower than that. So it all depends. And there's some slides in here with Middletown, too, MOT area down there in Middletown. And they've been losing, and they're steady losing. And it's just we can't keep operating like this and survive.
Yeah, I talked to Minkless, and I talked to Belvedere. Mm-hmm. And Belvedere is probably about 40%.
Right.
Minkless is
One of the highest, from what I understand. Hokesson's one of the highest, and I want to say we're at like 63% return. And from what I understand, we're one of the highest. I think Tallyville's the highest, but then we're like next in line. And then everyone else is 30, 40, 50% return on their runs. So you can see, I mean, the ambulance runs keep going up. Middletown, they're over the past 10 years.
Mr. President, hold on for half a second. I failed to recognize Councilman Smiley. Councilman Smiley?
I'm sorry. My question is to the ambulance runs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you guys have looked into that. I just don't know the answer. Does the state or the insurance commissioner's office have the jurisdiction to implement a requirement that at least insurance companies place in their policy structure the option, or it could be where someone could choose, or it would be mandated that there would be a set usual and customary charge that would require them to. I know I had occasion about 3 or 4 months ago, and I got the bill, and I called my insurance company. I said, the thing was, Well, we usually, I said, you usually pay. So I look forward to seeing where, and they did, they paid, as far as I know.
Right.
The slip I got, they paid in full, of course, going after the other party for the funds. But is there any, I mean, there would have to be a state or insurance, but is there any way that they can implement something that would require them to address it, or at least, like, I go down my car insurance, and I can pick this amount of coverage, this amount of coverage.
Right, but on health insurance, I don't know if they would do that for us. We will look into that.
I was just curious.
We will look into that.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. Actually, Dan and I had this conversation Sunday morning. About going to...
That explains the busy signal I called.
About going to the insurance commissioner's office, because they negotiate contracts with the different policy or companies. So I see no reason why that shouldn't be part of the negotiations, but I think you need somebody stronger. I mean, you need the regulatory body, you need the state legislature, you need the insurance commissioner's office to get into those negotiations. And it probably in the end comes down to more than one person asking that, you know, the pattern has to be set here, and somebody's got to look at what these companies are losing. And as we discussed, there are many people in many parts of the county that just can't pay it, that even though the insurance picks up a certain portion, that somebody else, you know, the private entity, can't pick up the rest of it, and it just gets dropped, right, and the companies absorb it.
Well, I would be willing to help or not help, whichever you think would best suit your needs. Yeah. I understand sometimes it's better off me not being around, but I offer that.
Councilman Tackett.
Yeah, I would just think also that one of your biggest insurances there, if you were looking at this issue, would be Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's,
we don't know what's happening there.
Exactly.
I mean, Blue Cross right now, we're, a lot of the fire companies are in renegotiations with them. All they want to pay us is $184 per call. On a $600 bill, they want to give us $184. Now, they're saying they're willing to up it 15%, which is $27. That, you know, that's still not, it's something, but it's still nowhere where we need to be. And like we try to explain to these insurance companies, they can't just, if you get hurt in an emergency, you can't just call Joe's ambulance service to come pick you up and take you to the hospital. When you call 911, you're going to get a volunteer fire company to come. You can't get a paid professional service to come pick you up.
So and that coupon I took out of the phone was
just
no good, right?
They just don't understand that.
Yeah. Well, they understand. They just choose to ignore it.
Councilman Tackett, did you have any help?
Well, after it was cut off, I'm going to defer any more.
Not have cut it off. I apologize for
sure not. The chair recognizes Councilman Tackett.
I'm good. Thank you.
I recognize
you. You all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. President, I guess one of the things here is that when I look at volunteer WHOs and you look at the emergency medical side of it, the basic life support, which runs in a two-tier response with our paramedics, looking at 10 employees.
Yes.
And kind of amazing, I guess, is, and I know probably each company differs a little bit in what they pay their personnel. As far as full-time personnel and with the type of benefits and equipment and everything. But what's interesting to note is that when you look at the grant and aid, each of the 21 companies provide basic life emergency medical care.
Mm-hmm.
The grant for basic life emergency medical care is $55,595.
Correct.
And I venture to say, looking at a couple of our neighboring counties out of state that are similar in size and services, that would probably, with benefits, equipment, and everything, would probably equal one full-time paid personnel.
That is correct.
And here you see a company like Middletown that has 10, two stations, 10 full-time personnel. So,
we also did petition the state asking them to fund each company that has an ambulance $100,000 this year, additional funding, so that we could fund two more additional ambulance personnel. And of course, the state told us, well, we don't have any money, but if anything comes available, we'll see what we can do for you. But we did put that request into the state also. Carry on. It's not only EMS, I mean, just the firefighting alone, if you look at the picture of the firefighter there, that's what it costs to outfit a firefighter to go into a fire or to go to an accident, to go to a rescue and everything. It cost us $5,700 just to get him the proper gear so that he's safe out there while he's making rescues or fighting fires. And when you have 30, 40, 50 active people all the time, at the most, you know, Middletown's got a real good turnout down there. They turn 30, 40 people out on every call. So when you start adding those numbers up, it doesn't take long for your budget to go down.
Can I just make a comment?
Councilwoman?
Thank you. Just one more comment. I think when we look at the number of paid employees, starting with the year 2002, so basically in the last 10 years, and you can see that we're gradually, and I'm sure that this is not the only company, I'm sure that all of the companies are seeing that they at least have to have like overnight people or, you know, three shifts. I mean, you've got to have something in case the volunteers aren't there. So I think gradually we're working towards paid companies. And if we don't somehow get control of this before we no longer have the opportunity to get control, that we're going to be looking at the $300 million or whatever it takes to run all of these companies as paid companies.
Now, you're exactly right. And I think the thing is, today in New Castle County, you have really a combination of paid and volunteer personnel. The difference today is each one of the volunteer fire companies manage, pay their own personnel, equip their own personnel, insure their own personnel, benefits and everything. So the cost that would be borne by a government, okay, is far less today than what it would be if we had to do that and have a paid fire department. And for the record, Councilman Cartier has been here during the meeting, during question, and Councilman Cartier?
Just to getting this issue of personnel and paid versus unpaid professionals, how is volunteerism faring in the volunteer fire service? How are you with most of the companies?
We're down. We have the state, the Delaware Volunteer Firefighters Association just got a grant for recruit and retention of a little over $900,000. So you're going to start seeing a big campaign coming on for looking for people for the volunteer fire service, trying to get more members in and people to volunteer. And it's not just firefighters. I mean, we need people to help us out in the office, the doing administrative duties, everything. So you're going to start seeing a lot more advertising, a lot more internet commercials, everything coming up in the near future here for the fire service.
Mm-hmm. Councilman Sheldon, did you have a question?
No.
Councilman Retta, did you have another question?
No.
No, you're okay. Councilman Cartier?
What is the total amount of money that we, in the last fiscal year, dedicated to the volunteer fire service through our grant process?
As the President stated earlier, it's a little bit over $3.5 million. Mm-hmm. And basically what happens is that funding, and it has always been that way, is broken down by the various categories of service level that each fire company provides. And all the 21 fire companies provide fire protection, naturally. And then rescue squad, emergency medical, and rescue boat. And the one thing that the fire service was successful several years back was to get an additional grant for additional stations. So where Aetna, Hose, Hook and Ladder, Newark has four stations, Christiana has three stations, there's an additional fire service portion that goes to those companies for the station, but not for additional apparatus or additional ambulances or whatever.
Along those same lines, too, there's not usually additional funds put in the budget. Like in 2008, Aetna, Hose, Hook and Ladder opened up a station in Glasgow. And Belvedere brought an ambulance on. They never had an ambulance before, and they decided they were going to get in and start helping. So what it ended up being is we had to decide as 21 companies, are we going to split that money up with them, or are we just going to tell them, sorry, you're not getting any funding, because county government didn't give us any additional funding, even though we're putting more stations in and more ambulances up to serve the community. There was no additional funds coming into our budget. So we just had to all take a smaller chunk of funds so that these other fire companies could get funded and these other ambulances could get funded. Yeah.
Ed Mulwick.
Ed Mulwick, our finance office. Just to follow up with Council McCarty here, just wanted to make sure. Remember, 2 or 3 years ago, Council passed legislation where the fire, the half of 1% charged every new permit fee.
Yes.
So in April, each fire company got, they get it twice a year dispersed. So in April, each fire company got around $10,000. So they get, say, around $20,000 a year from that permit fee.
But as we,
and that's in addition to the, there's also a separate impact fee that's charged also for new construction.
And Council McCarty.
I mean, and that was passed in a really poor construction, new building economy. So as we merge out of this, hopefully that those revenues will swell and become something, additional revenue stream. That
we're seeing an increase in that steadily. And when the state gave the authority to the county to do that, it can go up to 1%. At the time, council chose to only give them 0.5%. So we can raise that to 1% if council wishes to do that.
So that's your next page, right? You want to go to one?
Yeah, the last couple pages are just, again, talking about aerial funding, trying to get some more money in the budget so we can fund this aerial apparatus, which, like I said, isn't important, especially with the construction these days and the truss roofs and everything, and nothing holds up more than 7-8 minutes if you're not getting that fire knocked down. You don't want to be walking on those roofs or anything. It's very unsafe, so we need this aerial apparatus, and we just don't have any funding for it. So we're kind of asking for some help there and seeing if we can come up with some funding to fund that equipment.
I think from the chairman's standpoint, and we as council are in the budget process, but this is certainly not a budget hearing. But, you know, we have some things that have been presented by the administration as far as the funding for this year, and certainly we can deal with that at the proper time. But just did a little bit of research. Our sister county, Anne Arundel County, down in Maryland, very similar in size as far as the county population, 544,000, we're 541,000. And they're a combination department still with volunteers. Their budget, okay, the increase is 5.5% this year, recommended $108 million. And that, and when you look at that, I tried to take a look at the structure of the fire department. And if you were to go to a paid fire department, not only are you looking at staff and command, but you're looking at operational, for instance, Fairfax County, the fire chief, Operations Bureau, Personnel Services Bureau, their field operations, special operations, EMS administration, safety and personnel training, volunteers, women's program officers, professional standards, fire prevention, fiscal services. All these things come into play, and they're in play right now in the volunteer fire service. But each one, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. President, each one of the 21 fire companies provide their staff and command, their fiscal management, mm-hmm. and these various services, the fire safety education, recruitment and retention, mm-hmm. and things of that nature. So, you know, when we look at some of the neighboring counties, I then went to Prince George's County, 498 square miles, and they're at $115 million, okay, with a paid fire department. That does not include, what I did is I did a little bit further research to look in their capital budget. They have provisions in there for $500,000 a couple times over for new or renovated stations. And so, you know, there's other costs to the fire service and fire departments in general other than just personnel costs and apparatus costs and equipment costs. So, you know, we're looking at facilities. and facility maintenance, management, and everything else. So when we quoted the number in the budget hearing, that well over $100 million, possibly up to $120 million here in Newcastle County, I think we're right in line. And I just want to advise council, I have had some conversation with the county executive since the budget hearing, and you know, he's willing to further discuss what's being proposed in the budget. And one of the things that I found that's a little apprehensive to me is that our volunteer fire service, it was said to the volunteer fire service, and correct me if I'm wrong, that best we can do is a 5% increase this year. Well, 5% increase in different categories total equals about $180,000 to be divided by 21 companies, 31 stations in the county.
Correct.
And that's why when it come up about the county executive or the administration had placed $225,000 in the budget for the city of Wilmington Fire Department with 8 stations, one of which being the fireboat, it equates to $24,800,000 around those numbers for the fire department in Wilmington. That's what the city pays. And so your numbers of approximately $4 million a station is correct. Mm-hmm. If you multiply it by 31 stations, you're at $124 million. And so I think from a standpoint of attending fire service meetings and the public safety committee is that we've heard loud and clear that our volunteer fire service cannot continue in the future years to provide all the services they're providing with the funding they're getting. And so we clearly need to develop a path forward as to how we can increase their funding, keep it paid and volunteer, and let them manage it. Because if we inherit a totally paid fire department, this county, and emergency medical service, we're looking, we've got $85 million budget in public safety. If you just doubled that, or you went over the $100 million mark, who would bear that expense? And how could the citizens of this county bear that type of expense? So I think there's some creative things. And like I say, I'm very close to the fire service from the standpoint I attend the meetings. We have representation all the fire damage advisory board meetings. So the information we get is firsthand. And there are a few companies that have struggled to the point of looking as to whether they can continue basic emergency medical care service. And I think the message that's coming to us is that if we really don't start to take a look at this thing real seriously as to slowly each year increasing the grant and aid, that we may have a fire service that's a domino effect where companies get out of the basic life support business. Well, what does that do? It places an additional burden on the neighboring company. And that's why all 21 companies, and the last to come in on EMS was Belvedere. And they saw a need because the EMS companies around them were busy on motor vehicle collisions and other runs, and they needed to put an ambulance in service to protect their populace and work with the neighboring companies. So it is a tremendous expense. And I take a look at what the total public safety budget is, take a look at what our EMS division, I think $14 million plus, and we're dealing with $3.5 million in grants. So I think that the message is loud and clear and the information is very good, but I think we got a lot of tough decisions to make. I've had conversation with Councilman Smiley, Councilman Cartier, chairs of finance, as to how we may proceed with an amendment to the budget. But my comment to the county executive, and it's on tape, it's on record, as I stated earlier, when I say something, I'll stand behind what I've said, is that if you can come up with $225,000 to provide to the city of Wilmington, then you need to be taking that money and dividing it amongst the 21 volunteer fire companies in the county. And so that's kind of where we are, but I mean, it's important that we have this discussion. Like I say, it's not a budget hearing, but Councilman Smiley and I have had some recent conversations, and in a sense, nothing's a no-brainer, but at the same time,
we've got to hear the message that's being, that's coming to us. So, Councilman Cartier.
Yes, thank you. You know, sitting here on council over the years, and you come to council with a certain kind of interest or kind of knowledge in a certain area, and then you look to the committee process to educate you about the ongoing issues of county government. And I got to tell you, since I've been here, I've been an avid student of the public safety component of county government. I've been compelled to be that way by the people I represent. And people in this county, it's clear to me, have no idea the value that the unpaid professionals, volunteers in these companies give to the citizens of this county. And we've been looking at this since I've been here, how we can support, enable the volunteer system with a composite to go forward. And it's been an issue that kind of we pushed off and pushed off. We got to kind of get our hands around it and really look at addressing that issue to enable us to continue down the road. So as one who's a member of this council that sat here and gotten an education and has become crystal clear about the fact that these folks have kept the cost of this government much lower than it could be, I'm there to support them any way I can. And so I'm open to any suggestions, and I think maybe we should undertake some kind of a task force or ad hoc subcommittee that will kind of come forward with some suggestions to address this issue for a longer term than just this budget cycle about funding for volunteer service.
President Carrier, did you want to comment on, you actually, I believe, have a committee appointed that you've worked with over the last few years to start to develop or start to look with government?
The alternative funding, we have come up with an alternative funding committee and looking at trying to come up with long-term funds. We've working with Mr. Coop back there from the finance department, and he's on board with supporting us to try to come up with a way that we can and it's basically going to come out to be something similar like a mill tax that would have to be implemented to fund the fire service for long term. We're just trying to figure out, can we do it countywide or do we have to go through the state and all that? So we're working the numbers out now, and it's work in progress, and hopefully here in the future we're going to be able to keep it moving along, and it's going to benefit everybody.
Councilman Smiley.
I just want to say thank you to your fellow volunteers for all you do, and his old saying, once bitten, twice shy, so I'm not going to ask you not to forget to come save me.
Don't do that.
Because I got my answer from the city once, so I'm not going to ask anybody else.
Councilman Street.
Well, whatever answer you got from an individual at whatever time, does not speak for the city of Wilmington. The mayor speaks for the city of Wilmington. City council speaks for the city of Wilmington. And one individual does not speak for the city of Wilmington. And I just think that's wrong. And I was sorry to see what I saw in the paper. And quite frankly, I'm sorry to hear the discussion here today. November 2004, I don't think I was in office an hour. I got in a major fight over the fire truck. And to this day, I appreciate the fact that we got the fire truck. Since then, as the former co-chair of public safety, I have supported every initiative coming up until the time I resigned as co-chair. I've supported every initiative, all levels of funding for all departments within, for all divisions within the Department of Public Safety, police, fire, everything. So obviously, I don't appreciate the fact that as we look to how we're going to fund volunteer fire service, how we're going to
fund fire companies, that the instant solution is a takeaway from the city of Wilmington. All of you have constituents. You come into the city of Wilmington and work every day. The city of Wilmington, I think, has a history and a record of being good partners, working in partnership with fire companies throughout the county. They work together, they save lives together, they do all the things they're supposed to do. In my little 8 years, I did once contemplate saying, I did say something, but didn't do anything with the sump pumps and removal of sump pumps in Councilman Cartier's district. We had a discussion about it. I didn't carry it any further. I have never so much as talked about taking money, taking services out of any other person's district. The answer to the problem in District 10 is not to take things out of other people's district. I have supported the buyouts and all that. And to have this whole conversation about 200 and whatever amount of $1,000, I think it's unfair, I think it's wrong, I think it's inappropriate. And I wouldn't do that to any other council members, and I don't appreciate that we're in this situation. To me, it's like deja vu. You know, if it's $100,000 for PAL, it's a big fight about it. If everybody else has a library, I want a library, it's a big to-do. So at some point in time, we've got to operate, work together, and I appreciate everything that you do, everything that the volunteer fire companies do. I have some in my district outside the city, and I'm going to support them unequivocally and unconditionally. By the same token, I'm definitely going to support the city, and I just hope the will of council be the will of council. And I can't control what other council members do, but I don't think that it's appropriate or fair to look to how we're going and improve funding for the volunteer fire service by taking away from the city of Wilmington. If they need more money, and it's our view that they actually have to have additional money, well, just like you're talking about putting forward an amendment to take away from the city of Wilmington, well, put forward an amendment to give them additional money. But don't disenfranchise the city and move forward to do whatever balancing we're purporting to do off the backs of the Wilmington Fire Department. I just don't think it's appropriate.
Points well taken, and as in the budget hearing, like I say, this is certainly not the budget hearing, but I think it's a topic that needs to be discussed, is that we asked in the budget hearing from the budget office, did the residents of the city of Wilmington pay a local service function tax for fire protection to the county government? And the answer was no, that they paid for paramedic service, for libraries, and I think at one point maybe parks. So that question was addressed. And I think the point being is that when you have a service that is contracted to provide countywide fire, rescue, and emergency medical protection, and they're meeting with an administration explaining that they're having a hard time, they're struggling, they're having a hard time surviving, and they're told that best we can do is give you 5% of what you got, which is about $180,000 of what they got overall, as I explained, and then you turn around and magically $225,000 appears that you're going to provide to the city of Wilmington. And I think that's wrong. That's as equally wrong. One of the suggestions that I would make, and I think that maybe between the county executive and the mayor of Wilmington, would be that if there is no local service function tax being charged to the city of Wilmington for fire protection by the county, that the city could certainly tell us to collect a fee and return those funds to them for fire protection. So I think there's some avenues here. I understand that there's a large populace that works in the city, but that same populace pays a 2% city wage tax when they work in the city. We struggle to get a second advanced life support unit in the southern part of this county, and you looked at the numbers of Middletown Fire Company, and yet we come up with $225,000 more than what is being offered in the and the Volunteer Fire Service is contracted in writing, contracted with the county to provide fire rescue and EMS service. So, you know, it's a good debate. I think it's got merit for a lot more deliberation and everything, but I think that when you look at the folks in the county paying county taxes for their service and it's not being returned to their service, then I think you have residents that work or pay taxes out in the county that are charged with that local service function tax. And it's not coming back into their service and everything. So go ahead.
No, so as the chair of public safety, you're telling us that it's your view that we save lives and appropriate funding for public safety on the basis of who pays taxes, who don't pay taxes? I mean, that's exactly what you're saying.
What I'm saying is that when you look at the local service function fee and you take a look at a appropriation, a grant being given, okay, where no local service function fee is coming to support that, and yet you have a fire department that is countywide that is struggling and the same consideration is not being given to them. And I was asked by the Journal, is it any kind of basically a sweetheart deal, whatever? I don't go there. I want to speak to the facts. And the facts are, I don't believe that it's fire department against fire department. I believe the fact is that Wilmington is funded at $24,800,000 for their fire department. They've requested for an additional $150,000 to their city government. And are they going to get that? Is that going to be approved? And yet, we're going to forego $225,000 when we got a service that we've got some units getting ready to go out of service because they don't have sufficient funding.
I would suggest this. Folks don't want to believe it, don't want to deal with it, but it's been said, and I believe it, that as the city goes, the state will go. Now, you find 7 votes to take money away from the city, the will of council is the will of council. But as we continue, beat up the city, disenfranchise the city, it's only inevitable that's going to trickle out and trickle down. Is going to have an adverse impact on the entire state. And I can't sit here and see the city be disenfranchised as it relates to hospitals, the city be disenfranchised as it relates to schools. Now we contemplate disenfranchising the city as it relates to public safety, and we expect for the city to survive. And whether folks like it or not, the city is part of New Castle County. And, you know, I trust that this council is not going to act maliciously, because as I predicted before the election of county executive, the city of Wilmington will determine who will be the county executive. Now, if we're going to punish the city of Wilmington for participating in the voting process, and happen to support the person who was elected, if we're going to punish the city for that, then I think that leaves a lot to be desired in terms of a whole lot of processing, because it appears to me that that's exactly what's happening. We've never had, prior to, in the 8 years, in the former two administrations, this kind of conversation in terms of purposely and intentionally disenfranchising the city. And you know, if you want to punish the city for electing the county executive, then so be it. We'll have to live with it. But I will not let the record go forward without making it crystal clear that it appears to me that that's exactly what's going on.
And let me state from the chairman's standpoint and myself as a councilman is that that is not what I'm saying. That is not what I have said. I am not in any way, shape, or form talking about the politics of the city of Wilmington and the county.
But this is politics, Mr. Chairman, this is politics at its finest.
But what I'm speaking to is the facts of the dollars and cents, the budget, how it's being distributed, and I believe the last time the city of Wilmington got a fire service grant was back probably around 2007. I think the last few years, because of the economy and everything, there was not grant and aid funding provided to the city of Wilmington. And so this isn't a personal argument. What this is trying to take a look at a service financially that is floundering and trying to take a look at what do we do to keep them afloat and keep them providing, what was the statistics, 80,000 calls a year throughout Newcastle County, 31 stations. So when that folds because we don't allocate the funding properly or we don't try to increase the funding properly, then we've got a significant tax increase, and I'm not even sure that citizens could bear that tax increase. So you're not hearing me say anything bad or derogatory about any fire service personnel or any emergency service personnel, but I also look at a paid department that has $24.8 million for seven stations that is allotted to them. When you have $4 million per station to run it versus $3.5 million for 31 stations, I think we've got to take a look at how do we magically come up with $225,000 additional this year, and it wasn't given the last 3 or 4 years, okay? And it's more than what we're given to the companies that, you know, do our countywide service. So, Councilman Smiley.
I'm not looking to belabor
the issue. Councilman Smiley, I apologize. Councilman.
I'll yield to Councilman Smiley.
I'm not looking to belabor the issue, and I wasn't going to say anything, but I'm going to. I'm going to be bringing forward some budget adjustments, and they have nothing to do with personal feelings, punishing, or anything to do. They have to do with my fiscal responsibility to the residents of Newcastle County. And Councilman Street, you're right. 8 years, nothing's been done. But I'm not going to sit here another year and be accused of being a rubber stamp and not doing something for the budget. But now we look to do changes to the budget, and we're punishing people. It's personal. It's political. Well, they can call it what they want. At the end of the day, this council will decide on the changes that any council member brings forward to the budget. But I can tell you what, starting July 1, I don't want to hear that no effort was ever made to address changes in the budget. You know, I'm not comfortable with some of the things that are being proposed. I'm not comfortable with things being spent. We asked the staff, the county employees, to take a 2.5% give back, but yet in the 2013 budget, we found money for 3 Sleep Under the Stars, flat screen TVs, and who knows whose brother, cousin, and aunt that's got a $100-some-thousand job. I'm going to do what I think is fiscally responsible. This council will decide whether it's right or it's wrong. But I say this. I think the fact that some members of this council were not pleased with the $225,000 and vocalized it was much, the fire department for the city of Wilmington was much better served by that being said now, while the city council is addressing the city budget and has issues with the mayor's budget, that hopefully they will adjust the funding in their budget with some of the entertainment lines, photo op lines, or whatever that they have, which I consider the county having too many of, and help provide more than the $225,000. So I'm just saying, people can call it whatever they want. I call it being fiscally responsible, and that's what it is. Because quite honestly, Councilman Street, $225,000 does not come anywhere near to covering my displeasure for this county executive being elected and the way he's acted since he took office. I'd need a lot more money than that.
Councilman Holmes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I really had planned to save my comments on this issue until the 28th when we're going to vote on this. But I don't want Councilmember Street to feel that he's in this fight alone. And I certainly don't want the Chief of Police from the City of Wilmington to feel that he doesn't have representation here on this County Council. I will, in fact, be joining this debate in a very argumentative way, if you will, on the 28th. I think that if we're not careful, we're going to let this local service function turn into us versus them. I don't think what it's designed to do. I think you can make a very strong argument that the local service function does not cover the volunteer fire companies. The volunteer fire company is not an operation of Newcastle County government. Their funding comes from all kinds of sources. So to make that argument, to me, is without merit. But there's a lot more to this than just the local service function. And we would have a very long discussion about this on the 28th.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Chief Good, say you want to keep fire department.
I didn't know if it was inappropriate to speak. Good afternoon.
No, that's fine.
Anthony Good. I'm the chief of the Wilmington Fire Department. I appreciate everyone's comments here about this $225,000 that's been proposed. I would like to make it clear, as Councilman Street says, you must remember that 9 to 5, through most of your waking hours, there are several thousands of city and county, more likely Newcastle County, employees that work here in the city of Wilmington, throughout the city, that we protect. Now, you're right. Funding has stopped. It ceased in 2007. We've been struggling ever since to keep up. We completely support Newcastle County Firemen's Association, Delaware Volunteer Firemen's Association, which we are actually members of. The president represents us well at the meetings. I was at the meeting that you attended one Thursday ago last week. And I don't do politics, so I don't want to get into the haggle of it. I will say, Councilman, I don't know who told you what about saving you, but I've never seen a Wilmington firefighter back away from saving anybody's life. I take offense to it, and all 172 other members take offense to it.
So did I.
Yeah, I bet you did. Now, if you ever had a problem here in the city of Wilmington, or even in the county where we can be assistance, we will come. At the last meeting after you left, after you gave your eloquent speech and you left, I spoke up and spoke about this issue at hand. And one of the things that we mentioned was how many chiefs have called for Wilmington, city of Wilmington, to respond to Newcastle County and have not received the service. I don't believe we got anybody to answer, did we, Mr. President? Because we do. We come out to the county on our fire boats, all three of them. The police come out on their little boat that they have for Marine 18. We come out to assist with firefighters down that need assistance. We come out to assist in house fires. You know, the only thing we do not do is cover stations, as other stations do. But when you're specifically talking about the fees that are associated and you want to bring out the facts, one of the facts I think that should be made is, and I may be inappropriate in asking so, or I just may be wrong, but does Newark actually pay that service fee tax in their tax dollars?
No, they
and
don't.
I didn't think, I'm only right here, so.
Chief, just hold on for half a second. Yeah. And that point was asked of me by the county executive, and I said the difference is that the 21 volunteer fire departments in the county, including the Ed and the Hose, Hook and Ladder, are actually contracted.
To serve Newcastle.
Contracted to serve Newcastle County with fire, rescue, emergency medical care. And
so are we avoiding a contract by doing so if we come out? I want to be make sure that we're, you know, if City of Wilmington comes out to assist, I don't want to be messing up anybody's contract.
Yeah, this is not argumentative because I don't think the volunteers violate your contract when they go in the city to cover up and respond to second alarms or when their EMS service gets
not at all.
So it works both ways, Chief.
It does. Well, that's the whole point of it. Right. This works both ways.
But you asked about the city of Newark, and I answered that question.
You did.
That all 21 companies are contracted in writing with fire districts identified. So the greater Newark area is identified in a written contract with Newcastle County
to provide
with
service.
Funding attached to it.
But they just don't pay the fee. Those residents.
That I don't know, and I can't answer that.
Okay.
I don't know whether Ed Millwick can answer
it. Is it from the finance of the city of Newark residents did not pay. The city of Newark does make a contribution to their fire service company, and that's why they don't pay it there. Probably majority of the city of Newark would not, I don't know what the percentage is, but remember most of that is the University of Delaware, and they are exempt from paying property taxes to the county also.
Okay. Thanks. So just a further point, another thing too you have to worry about, and I think it's time for you to take the kids' gloves off. We're actually going to talk about managing the county and the services that we provide. The volunteer fire service saves you millions of dollars, as you have already stated, comparisons to Prince George's County or any other one. Millions of dollars. But when you service that county and you're taking your specifying funds that are going to go to those stations in specific areas, you have to start to look at where those stations are placed, how that service is run, where those ambulances respond to, or if that ambulance is even in service, or those members get off if I don't ride on a fire truck instead because they went to another run and that ambulance went out of service. I love the fact that you guys brought up Belvedere, because before I took the job as chief, and so that I could become more familiar with Newcastle County and how it ran, I worked for 1 year at Belvedere on their ambulance service. I probably did 9 runs on the ambulance and 150 runs on the fire truck. So that ambulance was out of service for those periods of time, and it had to be covered by another unit. Just like in Wilmington, when we have a significant incident and all of our ambulances are tied up, Newcastle County units have to come into the city. So in recognizing that, we're making efforts to change the service that we provide through our service contractor, St. Francis. But in the whole sense of it, it all goes back to $225,000 and your goal of whether or not should we get this or should we not. Years ago, we received those funds, and those funds assisted us significantly. And in significantly assisting us, it was able to allow us to come out to the county to serve when you had a firefighter down, to help them save that body. When they had a person hanging from a crane, to go out there and do that special operations rappel, to receive and take care for that person. Those monies assist us, not only providing here in the city of Wilmington, where most of your county residents are employed, but also out in the county when we are called. Now, does everyone call? No. But we have made it absolutely 100% clear at every meeting that you call and we will come. So I would hope that you would consider this funding. I know it's not for debate at this time, but it's a discussion. It's a discussion where all the facts, as we should say, should come out. And we should start to take the kids' gloves off and say, if we're going to fund, or we're going to take and say, I want to specify dollars to this company, or to that company, or to this company, if those are my dollars, I should have a say on how those dollars are spent and how they're used, and how that service is provided. And should one 15-mile area be serviced by 7 companies, while one company has 30 or 40-mile areas servicing itself? If I'm paying money, that's where I want my money to go. And apparently, as a Newcastle County resident, because I live in the city of Wilmington also, I pay that money. I may not pay for that fire service, but I do pay in taxes. So just please consider it. Open it up for more discussion, more debate, not just simple speeches. Not simple speeches to a set group of people. Delaware Volunteer Firemen's Association, the Fire Chiefs Association had their meeting combined so that they can attend CFSI dinner the following Thursday. Myself, the county executive, Vice President Biden, Congressman Carney, everybody was there. And we talked slightly about this money and the importance of it. And if you looked at the actual formula used by the DVFA in splitting these funds, we are well beneath the allocated monies that would be coming to us. So while we're not here to sit here and beg for it, we are sitting here telling you we need it. We would love it because we are working with our partners. Volunteer Firemen's Association and Newcastle County Volunteer Firemen's Association, they need your money. They need you to step it up. But at the same time, we need some of that contributed funding too. So I'm here if you need it, ask me, but I appreciate the time, sir.
No problem. I want to respond to one thing. The reason that I, as a county councilman, go to the Newcastle County Volunteer Firefighters meetings and be recognized and speak there when I'm asked is because of the fact that I am a Newcastle County councilman. And, you know, I am not a city councilman. I'm a Newcastle County councilman. And it is my job to at least advise them what's going on, what's being requested, and so that everything is out, as you say. And I won't use the terms gloves off because that's never where I've taken this. I've tried to take it from a dollars and cents, economy today, what we can afford to spend, who we should be providing it to. And when this administration is offering $225,000 to how many aid stations in the city, which includes the fire boat?
Sure.
Okay. When they're offering that and then offering $180,000 overall increase to 31 stations out in the county and 440 square mile county, and you know, when you talk square miles and everything else, the city's 17 square miles. I understand populations, I understand where you're coming from. This is not firefighter against firefighter. I think what this is talking about fiscal responsibility, and when if you identify funds, where do they go? Where do you get the best bang for your buck? Okay, as far as in services, that if we lose the volunteer fire service in this county, taxpayers of this county is going to be paying a tremendous amount more than what they pay today. And so they're the things that we have to consider. Nothing political from my standpoint of I'm trying to take a look at dollars and cents, and a fire service that has come to us and asked, and has asked the administration to open some serious talks about their future and how it's run today, how it'll be run in the future, and how it's going to be funded. So, Councilman.
Yeah, I know we're smiling. Past time. I just want to say that, and this isn't specific to the 225 or anything else. My look during these budget negotiations and ongoing to the night of the 28th, has it changed
from the day I walked in the door. I look at the total. I'm looking at the total. Now, I know a little more and I know a little better what to look for than I did when I walked in the door. But I look at the total budget. Where's it at? We're continuing to have less revenue than we do expenditures. So when I look at the revenue and the expenditures in the budget, then my first goal is to take a total whole look at the expenditures and what can I do to try to get that to meet the revenue line with causing the minimal amount of discomfort to anyone within the New Castle County area. That's my goal. That's what I've done from day one. A little more difficult this time because we have 4 unknown contracts out there. There's nothing in the pipeline for employee partnership give back or anything else. So it's a little tighter. That's not there to work with. So I just want to say my goal, my focus is no different today than it was when I walked in 2004, but I hope I'm a little more knowledgeable of the process and what's behind the curtains of the budget process. That's all.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Weiner has joined us, Councilman Street, and then Councilman Cartier. And so has Councilman Powell.
We have time until 4:30, correct?
No,
it's 3 to 4.
Three
and,
to four. I don't want to go into anything in any great length. I think I want to kind of take the conversation or my point a little bit away from the issue at hand with the appropriation of the City of Wilmington Fire Service. I've heard you use the phrase that the volunteer system is contracted with New Castle County. What does that mean? What does that really mean for this government? Because I think we, at certain levels, have a lack of clarity about who's responsible for what. And when you say a contracted service, I'd just like to get a response. What does that really mean for this government?
I think the county is responsible for fire, rescue, and emergency medical services in the county. They choose, and they have for many, many years since back in the levy court, to contract with the volunteer fire service out in the communities. So the contract is basically defines a protection district, okay, and then the grant aids are associated with the fire company as far as what services they provide. I can say one thing with my knowledge of public safety is there is no fully paid service that would come in here and contract with the county to provide it for what they're providing it for. Mm-hmm. But keeping in mind, and it was said earlier, that there are other funding sources. There are things that the fire service itself has asked to look at. There needs to be a lot more work done on this. So basically, it's a written contract that's renewed every so many years as far as clarifying the districts and clarifying the fact that they're providing grant aid and everything.
My follow-up to that is that contract with the state of Delaware, or is it with New Castle County?
With New Castle County, Delaware.
Okay.
So, and if I'm wrong on any of it, there's finance folks, legal folks, everything else here, but Councilman Street.
Well, I just find it difficult to believe that it's at least 2 members of council sitting here talking about being fiscally responsible, like now all of a sudden you're going to balance a budget of well over $200 million by taking $200,000 out of the city from the city of Wilmington Fire Department. Second, and I'm sorry, Councilman Smiley left the room, but I'm sure somebody would be happy to tell him. You know, I sat here after the police shooting in my district, and I said all the things that I said. And a whole lot of things got said to and about me, written to me, folks in key leadership positions in the police department had some things to say about me that they don't know to this day that I know have been said. Because of those individual comments, I would never sit here and say, I'm going to take something from the police department because some folks had some animosity to me and my comments on that particular day. My responsibility is greater than that. and I can't be supportive of the police department one day and not be supportive the next day because somebody said some things that were offensive to me. That's not being responsible as an elected official. Second, this is politics at its finest. We can say it's not political. Everything we do here is political. It's political as anything there is. I don't appreciate it, I don't like it, but we'll have to play the politics of it out. But at the end of the day, I want the record to be crystal clear. Unfortunately, when the last argument's made, Councilman Holland is going to be absolutely correct. It's going to be us versus them. And I want the record to be clear, I didn't pick this fight. It came to me. And I'm in it. I'm in it to win it. And I may not prevail, but I guarantee you when we walk out the room, win, lose, or draw, everybody will know that we were in a fight.
Thank you for your comments. Sir, please identify yourself.
Yes, my name is Samuel Guy. On this issue that was raised about Newark, I think that's really important that some discussion take place because it was mentioned, but there really wasn't a lot of discussion. And one of the key themes was Wilmington people don't pay local service function for fire. Therefore, they should get no money. And so if you're accepting that premise, it would be Newark people don't put money in to the local service function tax for fire. And therefore, whoever provides their fire service shouldn't get any of that money. That's if you accept that logic. I don't accept that logic. I agree that all of the people who provide fire service should be supported. Wilmington residents, just because they put up multiple millions of their own dollars, shouldn't preclude them from getting a few extra dollars. Just like all of the volunteer fire departments try to raise revenues on their own, and none of them should be penalized if they're successful in gaining other sources of revenue. That's one thing. Another thing is that if we actually take this to its logical extreme, everybody would probably be upset. In its logical extreme, if you draw out every fire district on a map, can you give each fire agency the money that was paid by the people in their district? There's going to be big losers, and there's going to be big winners. But each fire district is getting all of the money generated by the inhabitants of their district. What I would say to you is that if that data was generated, half of you don't want to see that data, and the other half do want to see the data. The fire departments would start fighting with each other because they'd see the data and say, hey, our district generates five times as much as you, but you get the same amount. So what's going on is a fight has started about a small amount of money going to a fire service agency. But if we really start unraveling to these next level of facts, this thing is going to probably get real ugly. And I think it's something that, you know, you just need to take into consideration. The actual revenue per district provided versus what's paid out, and the issue of if Newark residents don't pay, why does the fire service provider get it? Right now, what we have is a system where all the fire service agencies, who are all brothers, they all work together, they all get a little bit of money to help protect everybody when there's a fire, and everybody can get along just fine. It's when we start not wanting each other to have things instead of being blessed by what we receive, that's when we have a problem.
Just one response to you as far as the districts. Today, throughout Newcastle County, all 21 volunteer fire departments operate as a fire department, even though they have separate names and they have separate district lines, and they respond 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with one another, okay, on responses as far as the apparatus that's due to respond. So it's not limited to a district as far as what they respond to. And that has changed significantly from past years, where you basically responded in your own district and then you set up mutual aid 24 hours a day, 365 days a year now. Our volunteer fire service responds together on all alarms, okay, so that apparatus is coming, a mixture of apparatus, be it an engine company, rescue company, ladder company, ambulance company, they're working together throughout districts. And their formulas are actually what the fire service has actually set up. So, I mean, that's the only thing I can respond back to you with that information, is that, you know, this isn't about a war. This is about what was brought up in a budget presentation and a question as to, you have $225,000 to give to a paid fire department that is receiving $24.8 million to operate, and the volunteer fire service is at $3.5 million to operate. And when you take a look at that, how can you say that your contracted fire service throughout the county will give you $180,000 increase, but yet you find funds to give a greater amount to eight stations? So, I mean, it's a debate, and it'll take place more in the budget realm and everything, but there's a lot more facts and a lot of things that could be, should be looked at, but that's the premise and the points that I've come across with. So, Councilman Powers, and we're going to try to wrap this up because we're well over our allotted time, but Councilman, the floor is yours.
This, with the Newark, is that Newark proper or the fire district? Is the question I have, and because first thing I have to say, that new fire company district runs to the 6th district, runs to the canal. I have a fire station, so that would be more or less like Wilmington running down to the 12th district, to Delaware City. It's not apples to apples. If you're counting the population, Lisa Diller has part of it, I have part of it, Councilman Tackett, I think even Councilman Sheldon has part of it, and Councilwoman Kilpatrick. It's not a defined line around the town. It goes a lot out of the town. But most people don't know Aetna runs right down to the canal on the west side.
Okay. Any other comment from council? Okay. Comment from the public? Go ahead.
Different subject matter, and I don't know if it's the appropriate time to ask it, but the volunteer fire service was looking at going away from their sirens to pager systems. Is that still something, an initiative that they're still working on?
Some stations have chose that route. Some others have found that the pagers aren't real reliable, so they still do blow the siren. It's up to each fire company.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
For Councilman.
Just on the sirens in the rural areas, I think the sirens are worth it. I know Townsend turned theirs off, and it's a real problem. But we can hear Middletown is going off from our farm 10 miles out.
Just briefly to advise council, I know there was a few emails going around in regards to the Christiana Medical Southern Paramedic Station. Public safety was prepared to address that today, as well as Councilman Powers, myself, as to several meetings that have taken place and where everything is today. So with the pleasure of council, what we'd like to do is put that on the next full agenda of public safety so that there can be a thorough discussion as to what's being done.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carry. Anything else under other? Okay, motion's in order.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
The only reason I came back, Chairman, I know how long you sit here and wait for.
Executive meeting.